En vandag is dit Movie Theater Day. So ek het op die lyn saam met my vir Nikki Rowan. Good day, Nikki. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Good, thanks. Thank you for doing the interview with us today on Movie Theater Day, because you are from APM Artistis Personal Management. So what exactly does personal management company like APM do for artists behind the scenes?
Okay, so we are an agency. We've been around for about 27 years.
Sure.
And so basically we represent artists. So we represent actors and voice artists. And then what we do is we assist in helping them to get work in the theater, on television, film, and obviously voiceovers as well.
So how does APM help artists build and maintain their brand and career in a strategic way?
So it's very interesting. I mean, the thing is, in South Africa, there's sadly not enough work going around. So it's quite tricky to often build a career when there's not that much work that is accessible. But there are artists that seem to go on a trajectory. And so what we do is we may find that an artist is doing exceptionally well, but for instance, they always playing a gangster, for instance. Mm. Every role that comes along, he's the gangster.
Yeah.
You know, and he does it brilliantly.
Yes.
But he gets tired of being the gangster. And so we then really try and look for other roles, like a priest or just the nice dad. You know, we work very hard then to move away from the typecasting of that actor. Yeah.
So what are some of the biggest challenges that artists face today, and how does APM help them navigate those?
I would think that our industry is not 100% in that sense. So we've worked very hard to get breakdowns and make sure, and like for instance, an intimacy coordinator is on set to make sure that the actor or actress feels safe, you know, that they're comfortable. So that's a big challenge. And I think the amount of work going around, I think that's a challenge. So we do encourage our artists to try to do classes, you know, if there's not a lot of work going around, just to be ready for when the work arrives. So to upskill all the time, upskill.
And how do you decide which artists to represent? Are there specific qualities or values that you look for?
It is tricky. We like working actors. So we really look at artists that can access many genres. So ideally two languages, English and Afrikaans, or English and Zulu or Xhosa, and they can also do accents, like an American accent or a British accent, so they can do the international projects as well. Hopefully they have a good voice so they can do voice as well, because we don't want actors to just sit on our books and not work. So ideally we look for people that we could find work for.
Yes.
And professionalism is exceptionally important. Be professional, be a working actor, and the work comes first. You know, a lot of young artists we're seeing, all they send us is their Instagram account.
Yeah.
And that is not an actor, an Instagram account, you know, or their TikTok page.
So
you have to do the work. You have to be a good actor, you know, and communication is key, because it's a very special relationship, the agent and the actor. So you have to trust each other, and you really have to be able to communicate openly with each other.
Yeah. So what is APM's vision for the future, Nikki, of South Africa's artists, both locally and internationally?
Well, I think the world has gotten so much smaller, which is great. So we're getting a lot of our local actors being able to audition for international films and TV series from South Africa. So ideally, what we would love is that we could have actors that live in South Africa but then fly off to shoot all over the world. They don't have to move to England or move to America. Yes. They can be South African and fly and shoot. So because I really believe we have exceptional talent in this country, and you can see it in a lot of international films and TV series now that shoot in South Africa, our South African actors are getting bigger roles, better roles. They are more trustworthy, and our crews here are amazing. And the local industry, I mean, CakeNet is doing some very interesting projects. So that's great. And Netflix Africa is rolling on. So we just really hoping for more local content. And Netflix does also expose us to the world, which is great, which is great. So we're just hoping for a lot more local content. We hope the internationals come and shoot because it's very exciting and it's needed, and we're the perfect place to shoot. So we just want South Africa more out there on the map, because I think we deserve it. Our actors are exceptional.
Absolutely. Nikki, what age can join your management team there, or your agency, what do you call it, APM?
Yes.
Are there a certain age group that you look at?
Yes, for us, we don't take under 18, so we don't do children. And they have a whole set of rules.
Yes.
So we only take from 18 above. So that's with us. And it doesn't necessarily matter the age. It's really the talent. You sometimes see people trying to join that might be in their 30s, and they actually are exceptional, you know. And so it doesn't really matter. And it depends on also the climate. Like if you find there's a lot of Afrikaans work, then you'll look out more for Afrikaans or bilingual speakers.
Yeah.
You know, so we are the agents, all agencies are quite reliant of the work that comes to us, because we don't create the work.
Yeah.
So it also depends on the climate at that time.
We are also here at Radio KC. We are a group of us, of the presenters. We are busy with a production. We're busy with our rehearsals, and we're going to do a radio drama. So we're very excited. Brilliant. And we said, we're going to invite you. We want you to, we're going to do it in a theater here in Paul. So we're definitely going to invite you as one of our guests to come and have a look at our acting.
We can represent work very closely together to try to keep standards up. And because you can get some fly-by-night agencies and you have to be very careful. And if an agency asks you for money up front, then walk away very quickly.
Okay.
So because an agency takes commission off the work you do. So, but the PMA agencies, those you can trust. They've been around for a while, and they are trustworthy.
Thank you very much. Nikki, thanks again for the interview.
Welcome.
There'll be a podcast available later on, so people can go back and listen to it, and I'll also send it to you. But have a great day. Have a great week. It's a short week.
Yes, a nice short week.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Daar was Nikki Rowan, sy is daar van APM Artists Personal Management. Ons gesels 'n bietjie, dis Movie Theater Day, lekker om met hierdie tipe mense te praat. En daar het sy ook gesê, jy moet, as jy betrokke wil raak in soos television work, theater work, commercials, voice work, actressing, actor, dan moet jy, the PMA is a baie trustworthy site wat jy kan betrokke raak, soos jy sê, wees ook maar gewaarsku, moenie by enige agency gaan betrokke raak, en waar hulle geld vooraf vir jou vra, en dan morgen oor morgen, want jy glad nie eers auditie gehad vir enige iets, of 'n rol, so wees maar versigtig waar jy betrokke raak. So ja, daar jy ook gaan hoor, jy is nooit te oud om en 'n produksie deel te neem nie. Hier's Makalex met Hold You in My Arms.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.